Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Mondays and Wednesdays are Hawk Topics because our buddy Steve Hawk is here, and Hawk Topics are brought to you by the Colville Rodeo. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome.
Colville Rodeo. That's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, man. How was your weekend?
It was really good.
What was the best thing of your
week? Hard to say. I mean, my mom came over for some barbecue yesterday at midday before the weather.
Oh, good.
For
good.
Birthday. Little birthday barbecue in the backyard.
Nice. Your mom's birthday?
Backyard barbecue birthday. Yeah, we kind of combo it. Her and I have birthdays real close to each other, so every year we just get together and celebrate.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
and you did a little cooking, did you?
Yep, easy stuff, just burgers and dogs.
Yeah, and you beat the rain.
Yes, we did.
Well done.
May I ask, what kind of dogs? Did you do just a regular beef hot dog? Did you do a sausage?
Just regular old hot dogs, just beef hot dogs.
Okay, so there you go.
And then right there at the end, I'm pulling them off the grill. And my son says, can I have that butterflied with cheese?
Dang this
and
guy.
I'm just like, everybody, I want medium rare. I want well done hamburgers. Right. And so I'm trying to coordinate everything as it is already.
It's a lot.
Stress test.
Yeah.
And then he says, can you? It's like, all right, I'll do my best.
Wow.
And so I started to, but it was just way too hot. And so I tossed some cheese on the top of it and said, cheese? Yes.
Go,
butterfly? Nah, not tonight. Yeah. Enjoy. You're 13.
Whenever I'm cooking for a bunch
How about
of people.
I drop this on the floor first.
Fine. Yeah. I don't even ask. I'm like, you're getting burgers and dogs and you're getting them the way I put them on the plate or you're not eating them.
Yeah. If it wasn't a birthday thing yesterday, it would have been
felt extra pressure.
You know, a little bit.
Yeah. I did see a weird stat too, where I don't know, I was thinking about you cooking outside in the rain, where I saw this morning that men are 7 times more likely to get struck by lightning than women. And what's your first thought when you hear that stat?
Golf.
Ooh.
That was mine for my.
What's your first thought, Steve? Hawk?
Okay. And no, it kind of makes sense. I mean, it feels like I'm out there. In my world, at least, and this is the way it is in my house,
okay.
I'm the guy that does a lot of the outside stuff.
Oh.
She does a lot of the inside stuff.
Sure. Yep, that makes sense.
Stay in your lane.
Yep.
Don't mess with the yard. I'll do it.
I understand.
So, I'm a little bit more susceptible to lightning than she is.
Just for being outside more.
Well, yeah. I don't think she's going to get struck cleaning the toilet.
Yeah, Producer Steve, what was your first thought on that?
I don't even know what to
you
say.
Don't even know. Mine was simple. Yeah, because we're dumber.
Well, that too.
I was just like, that's
for sure.
That's just a plain and simple. Oh, look at this thunderstorm. There's lightning.
All the time. I never walk off a golf course in a lightning storm. Never.
I mean, have you ever been on a golf course and they blow the horn? You know how they do the air horn because they're like, get back in. And you know what most guys do when that happens?
Hit gun under a tree.
Or they go, cool, man, we get to play faster now. All these idiots are leaving. I'm going to keep on playing.
Yeah, some of them, they'll start chasing you off the course, but not usually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually out pretty far by that point. I'm like, they're not going out. Yeah, we're fine.
I'll finish this hole. It'll blow over.
I think it's going that way.
Let me point to which direction it's. I think it's going.
I got my 3-iron. I think it's going that way. I wonder why men get hit by lightning more often.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
Yeah, they're dumber.
I mean, really.
Kind of boils down to just that, isn't it?
All right, Kevin, what do you got for
me? Oh, Steve Hawk, I have a question for you. I know that you are a man. We have a little promo that says it, where you are a man that lives a lifestyle that requires payment of taxes throughout. The way you said it sounded the most shady of all time, the way you described your tax situation.
Hmm.
But I know it was just simply that your wife is self-employed and, you know, right.
Like, you lost me. Is this a real thing?
Daniels.
I have a family lifestyle that encourages monthly payments ahead of tax time.
Kevin James.
Huh.
It just sounds crooked the way you said it. It's totally not, right?
It's not.
I didn't understand it.
Here's the thing.
This is going to get
very,
in trouble.
No. This is a very simple way of looking at it. Because of all of the types of work that my wife and I do outside of here.
Yeah, freestyle.
So a lot of freelance W-2s coming in.
You're a
1099s and stuff like that coming in. So it is easier for us mentally to pay quarterly.
Sure.
Yes. Very
than
smart.
At the end of the year to have that one huge.
Absolutely.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
So that's why I
keep saying I'm going to do that. this will be the year. Probably.
No, there's no way.
It's already halfway through the
year. That's a lie, yeah.
So, Hawk, I saw this today, and I just was like, okay. Because I know you're a guy who pays taxes. So, you know.
Wow.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
Artists, like painters, sculptors, graphic artists.
Yeah.
Can pay their taxes by donating pieces of artwork to the government.
I'll do that. I will voice a commercial for the government.
That's a great idea,
instantly,
actually.
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
For us, how great would that be? Like, guys, I will trade all the taxes I owe for whatever you need.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Make some pottery.
My wife could write your commercials. I could voice your commercials.
That would be great. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Hey, IRS, you're done. Problem solved, Sammy.
Yep. I mean, Sammy for Uncle Sam.
How great
that's
would
what
this be to trade? And you've got such a skill with the commercial thing.
That's true, actually.
I have a microphone. I don't know that that's a skill.
Oh, I mean, that's, you know, nothing
a
like
a microphone and a mouth.
Nothing like good old trade.
I learned how to push, record, and play at the same time.
I mean, yeah, either that or they could pay you for the skill. I mean, either way, I mean, you're kind of
then I have
you.
To pay them back.
Right, that seems dumb.
Yeah, it's just trade a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that was the greatest. I was very jealous of Mexico with their concept of allowing artists to turn in art to pay their taxes.
They're so far ahead of everybody else.
They really are.
They have been. Well,
we've always said that.
I know.
Mexico's way ahead of everybody.
Yep. When it comes to taxes?
On everything, Steve.
Oh, everything. Everything.
Name something, and we'll see if they're ahead.
Yep, do it. Steve?
Bubblegum.
There you go. Look at the, I think it's called Pablo's?
Yeah.
Cerveza.
It's super chewy.
Cerveza.
Cerveza gum. Yeah, that's a popular one.
Oh, and you're going to, I know what you're going to say. Well, medicine, I wouldn't want to get sick there. Well, then why do they have all these things where it's like.
Free.
You know,
free,
I see
no
all the time where it's like, Jay, you're
no
right.
Prescriptions.
The drugs are free.
Yeah, well, not free, but I mean, they're like over
so
the counter.
Cheap.
Yeah.
So cheap.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure they're monitored, 100%.
Yeah, it's like a cartel thing, but beyond that, it doesn't matter.
You need
look past that.
Remember when it was like a big deal, people would go get LASIK surgery?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Mexico because it was like half the price?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if any of them can still see.
Yeah, I don't know if that's recommended.
But there was a lot. I mean, they do a lot. They do dental work, I think, is another big one in Mexico. Like, we're in the U.S., if you want to get like the, you know, where they drill the studs into your mouth and then they put all the teeth in there. I can't remember what those are called for some reason. But they give you like Hollywood teeth.
Oh.
It's like $40,000 in the U.S. And you can go to Mexico and it's like $5,000 and you get the same teeth, supposedly.
Heck yeah.
Wow. Are you talking about like veneers?
Not because veneers slide over your teeth, right?
Sure. I don't know.
Sure.
This is where you have all your teeth out and instead of false teeth.
They're dentures, aren't they?
Yeah. But they're like dentures.
They're like permanent.
But they drill them into your
a grill?
Gums and they give you full mouth.
False teeth.
Huh. Well, that was interesting. Now let's go to round two in a minute.
Mexico.
Mexico.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Once it's all done and he gets to look at it in the mirror. You know how they do that? Show me the back of your hair. You
right,
know?
Yeah, they show the mirror thing.
They're
yeah.
showing the back of his arm. And there it is, a soda can with the word spite on it.
Kevin James.
Just a bit outside.
Just missed it. Just far away from Sprite.
Have a can of spite.
Oh, I've had it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot topics. It's Hawk Topics. Steve Hawk is here. He's our best friend, and he's here doing our Hawk Topics on this Monday. Okay. Did you see a movie over the weekend?
No. No.
Thanks for playing.
Sorry.
Do you have any idea the last time you saw a movie in the theater?
Nope.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever fallen asleep in a theater watching a movie?
Yes, unfortunately. As soon as they put those recliners in, it was lights out.
That was it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Easy to do, right?
I think so. Yeah. I will purposely not put my feet up because I don't want to fall asleep.
You're like, I paid for this. I don't need a nap. Yeah, I can take a nap for free at home.
See, it's easy to do. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, you said you didn't fall asleep, though.
No, I didn't, but I'm saying it's easy
to do. It can be, yeah. I shouldn't have stroganoff before I go to the theater.
I was going to say, Hawk, back in the day,
some sort of stew.
Yeah. You used to be a little bit of a wider body than you are now. You're thin. You look great now.
Well, okay.
I don't know why we had to go that way first.
The reason why I bring it up is because I am a large fellow, and When I sit in those chairs at the theater, they drive me crazy because of where they put the buttons. They put the buttons on the inside. I mean, I can reach down and adjust them.
I see.
But guess what else happens? When my big body is sitting in them, my legs hit them the entire time.
Oh, they just move.
So I have to like
inadvertently
crush my legs together.
Really?
To sit in the chair so that my legs don't touch the buttons.
It's not fun.
Otherwise, the entire movie, I'm like,
I would actually love. I want to sit behind you. The guy
so
can't
annoying.
Stop moving his seat.
It's like, gosh.
That's.
So, yeah, I don't enjoy them.
Is there a way to disconnect? I mean, like, you know, make it so, like the childproof windows where you could push a button and then they can't roll the window down. They don't
Not
have that.
Not that I could find, Jay.
I don't think so.
Work on that. Somebody do that real quick. I'll
find you a pillow or something to put there. This is really absorbent to where you do. It's not going to ignite the whole chair.
Yeah, I need something.
Yeah, but it's got to be thin, though. You know what I mean? It's got to be.
It can't be too much cushion.
Right.
Well, I'll figure something out. You know me.
I appreciate it,
hey,
Hawk.
Where are you on this one, Steve? My wife is a helper.
Okay.
She likes to, I mean, she just, you know, if the second she sees somebody that needs assistance, regardless of where, when, what, she's all in.
God
bless
her.
It's just in her personality.
Yes.
So we're on a walk the other night with the boys and the girlfriends and the dogs and my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our neighbors, I'd never seen it before, has one of those remote, like electric mowers that goes by itself.
Okay.
The self-propelled.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I've
not
seen that.
That's the first time I've ever seen it outside
a
of a store. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a Roomba for your lawn.
Okay.
Okay. So I'd never seen one before and I was like, whoa. I stopped. I was like, look, they've got one of those mowers. It's, you know, and it's stuck. Its wheels are spinning, but the lawn's like too thick. So it's not going. It's just sitting in one spot.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, well. That's what made me wonder, you know, because I always looked at those thinking, well, that'd be kind of cool. But obviously, if the grass is too long, it couldn't get traction. So my wife's like, oh, I'm going to go over there and move it. I'm like, No, leave it. She goes, it's stuck. Look at it. It's like digging a hole in the yard. I'm like, not our problem. You shouldn't go. And what do you think she did? Goes up there, picks it up, moves it over so it's in another spot of grass so that it can keep on mowing. Would you do that?
It kind of, I guess, depends on the relationship with the neighbors.
Don't know them at all.
Yeah, then I don't think I'm doing it.
Yeah, we don't know them at all.
Especially since I don't know the product, right? Like,
right.
I don't know what happened.
Maybe
you
it was supposed
it
to
it's
sit
like,
there.
Oh, now it's outside of the perimeter where it was supposed to be. And so now it goes over into the neighbor's yard.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? I don't think that's how they work, but I don't know.
I haven't even seen one. And I was going to ask you, Jay, if it was, does it have a handle? Like, does it look like a lawnmower? You can just walk over and grab
no.
the handle.
No, there's no handle. You had to grab it. It looked like a turtle. Like you would have to grab like a turtle and pick it up by the sides and move it to the next spot.
And that was what else I was going to ask.
And it was
you
also
just go
heavy.
Over there and nudge it with your foot or did she pick it up?
No, she literally picked it up. Yeah.
Well, and then you pick it up, does it not kill the motor?
Would
not kill the blades?
No. I don't know if it killed the blade, but the wheels were still moving.
I would think it probably has some sort of
safety feature.
Otherwise, kids are just going to be picking that up and chopping each other up.
I don't think so because of how, you know, because of the what it is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know them.
Right.
I would probably leave it alone. I've walked over to my neighbor's yard before when their sprinkler heads stuck up. And just tap it with my
toe. So it goes down?
So it goes down. Yeah. So that's a neighborly thing that I feel comfortable doing.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
What happened there, I don't know. That might be a little too much for me.
Yeah, especially if you don't know them.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. If you knew them and you know the type of person they are, then
and
maybe.
And I know what that is, and I could just, I go pick this little turtle up and toss it back in, and it'll be fine.
Right, yeah. So no, okay. All right, that's my boys are like, Mom, oh, God.
Yeah, we all think
it.
That your wife was wrong.
What are you doing?
Don't help people. Yeah. Stop it.
Stop helping.
Steve Hawk, last week I had a very, very intense cough.
Okay,
for about 3 days.
Yes. Agreed.
It was real bad. To the point to where it was that one where my ribs hurt so bad.
Yep.
Everything hurt where you were almost like, okay, God, please don't let me cough.
Right.
Just
or laugh, for that matter.
Yeah, and it was just terrible. Got over it, though. But I saw this story today. And a man breaks the hardest bone in the human body. Do you know which one it is?
Jeez.
Is that your forehead?
The hardest to break or just like the hardest
shell? Bone, yeah.
I guess it would be your crown. I don't know.
They say the femur is considered the hardest or second hardest bone in the human body.
Yeah, I guess.
35-year-old guy in China broke his femur by coughing.
His femur?
Holy cough.
Uh-huh.
How's that possible?
Yeah, how do you do that?
Like you hit it against something? Like coughed?
According to...
You were at the theater and the chair went really fast. Oh, my fever! Oh.
According...
This movie's terrible!
According to Dong Zong, director of the Department of Orthopedics at the hospital, the incident occurred during a coughing fit, which is usually considered, you know, men of his age, 35 years old.
Oh, man.
To be fine.
Right.
And they're strong enough to cough and it'll all be fine. But they say he was coughing so hard.
How hard was it?
That he somehow, like, thought he had a cramp in his leg from the coughing and just the convulsing of the body. But instead, the sharp pain in his leg was from him breaking his femur while coughing.
Man.
Get him a glass of milk.
Honestly.
They did some bone density testing, which yielded troubling results.
I would imagine it would. What was your first idea?
Was that of an 80-year-old man.
Oh, man. Yeah. That'll do it.
Have you ever hurt yourself coughing?
I've been like you. Recently. Yeah, my last cold.
Yeah.
I pulled a muscle or whatever in my back.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And that lasted a while. It was right beneath my shoulder blade. And that lasted almost longer than the cold.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. Mm. And it was just from simple sneezing, coughing, having a cold.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. You want to know why he has weak bones, Steve?
Yes, I do.
Who doesn't? You're the
and
one.
Producer Steve, listen up. They say it was a result of his Coke habits.
Oh,
Coke drinking.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Poor diet, lack of exercise. Doctors say he basically had replaced water with sweet carbonated drinks.
That's
which apparently prevented his body from absorbing calcium properly. Therefore,
sweet nectar.
Giving him a broken leg.
That's what you need to tell your son. You know, you keep drinking that stuff, you can break your femur when you cough.
Yep, and he'll say, oh, okay, thanks, Dad.
What's a femur?
I'll stop.
Right. I'm sure that's exactly what he'll say.
It actually sounded just like him.
Sounds like a teenage boy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Dad. Sure, I'll stop.
Thanks, Pops.
You're great. You're a wealth of knowledge. I love you.
Always look out for me.
Why is he talking like this?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, what you eating under there?
Kevin James.
Underwear.
Yeah, that's right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's clip of the day.
All right, clip time. Kevin, what do you have?
You know, you go through the drive-thru, Jay, or, you know, I'm trying to... This one has a vibe of the Chick-fil-A, where the person is standing there next to you.
Okay,
right?
Got it.
And they take your order, and then they read it all back to you.
Yeah.
You did this.
I forgot they did that.
And they can kind of go through it pretty quick, right?
For sure, oh yeah.
And they always, you know, some of the other places are a little lazier about it. They'll be like, is everything on the screen look okay?
Sure.
Yeah, and you're like, yep, looks good. Well... This kid at In-N-Out Burger kind of goes next level on reading your order back to you. Doesn't want to waste your time if you got a lot of stuff. So he turns it up a notch.
Cool. So just going to double check with you guys really quick right now. It's going to be the cheeseburger. That's going to be protein style for the burger. Everything on it with the raw onion. It's going to be one double-double. That's going to be everything on it with onion for the burger. It's going to be one animal style fry light well. Two waters to go for y'all today. 16-10 up at the first window right behind the blue 430 or red.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard that guy. That's insane.
I mean, he's impressive.
That's insane. I mean, honestly, and you could practice that for a very long time and then maybe get it close.
Or... You either have a natural talent for that or you don't.
Yeah, otherwise
right?
you can't do that. That's crazy.
Yeah, you got to be a fast talker.
And even then, a fast reader. Like you, the being able to see what you want to say and saying it without messing up.
Because he's not doing the same routine every time.
No, that's the part that I'm saying. He's just like, wow, that's
right.
Crazy.
Now, I don't know what he's putting a little noise in there. Whatever.
Might just be rolling his R's or something. I don't know. Let me hear it again.
Hold on.
I mean, it'll only take me a second to really get the whole entire order really fast.
Cool. So just going to double check with you guys really quick right now. It's going to be the cheeseburger. That's going to be protein style for the burger. Everything on it with the raw onion. It's going to be one double-double. That's going to be everything on it with onion for the burger. It's going to be one animal style fry light well. Two waters to go for y'all today. 16-10 up at the first window right behind the blue 430 or red.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got that wow part. That's the only part.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, but he's putting an extra little flavor in there. A little roll. It's not on R's. It's like a rolling an R just in between to keep the
yeah, maybe that's what he does. Yeah, to keep his tongue loose.
Is that could be an auctioneer.
Is that showmanship or is that necessary?
I think that's a flex.
Oh, it's showmanship.
Yeah, yeah.
So, style, Steve. Little
flair. That's
right.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, he also has to have a little bit of a good memory, too, because mentioning, like, the car in front.
Oh, man. Yeah, all of it.
You got to have that skill, too, right?
What do you do with that?
Hopefully, more than In-N-Out.
That's what I'm saying, is what is the next level of that
auctioneering
ability?
I mean, is that... I think auctioneers make a good... If you're a good auctioneer, you make a very good living.
If you own an auctioneer business and that guy says that to you in the line, you immediately hire that kid, don't you? You're like, buddy.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, guess what? We got a job for you.
Jay, do you know what former Spokane media person is now an auctioneer?
I'm going to guess Tom Sherry. I don't know.
Tom Sherry. He seems like he could be an auctioneer.
I've seen him auction stuff. I've been at an event where he was the auctioneer.
It, right?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't try to do it. He didn't try that.
He just do the fast talk. Which is always nice to have that person there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just kind of be the hype guy or whatever it is.
Oh, for
you
sure,
know?
Yeah.
The hype guy.
No, that's it. That's 100% right. Where you're like, oh, man, yeah, let's go. Right here. We got one. We got 250, 300. You're that guy.
Yeah, which you got to have that guy, too. But
yeah.
Yeah, it certainly does help.
Also, the guy that goes this. Yep.
Got
that. Always wanted to be that guy.
Oh, the
Who's
spotter
that guy?
Is That's the spotter
important.
Guy who just, yep. Have you never been to an auction, Steve? They got that guy, like, as soon as somebody bids the asking price, yep, just screams it out. And then
is that not the same guy?
Mm-mm.
It's a different guy?
No, it's a team.
So there's three people.
Or more.
I've only seen
two.
Oh,
yeah, there's usually numerous
spotters. There's like maybe four or five, depending on
the size. You're right. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're crucial.
That's right. Because they're like roaming around.
They are.
Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I gotcha.
Who is it, Kevin?
KHQ's Stephanie Vigil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she a fast talker?
I don't think so, but here's what it says. One of the greatest gifts that KHQ Local News gave me was the gift of giving my time to serve others. I love how it feels and how it envelopes this community. And I don't know. She's speaking good words, and I think I read them wrong. It's hard to believe I'm coming up on 1 year of retirement. It flew by.
Envelopes.
I found a new path with a purpose. In January, I went to auctioneering college in Bozeman, Montana.
Ooh.
And I'm now a professional auctioneer and ringman.
Wow.
I love raising money for worthy causes.
No way.
And doing good work
good
helping
her.
Others. Yeah, and then she's just got pictures of all these events that she goes around. This just in, Steph, still a real beauty to be hosting an event. You know what I mean? Like, she's just a great person to have about. And it's not like she's just doing it in Spokane. She's going all over the place, it looks like.
Really?
Doing fundraisers.
Envelop. Envelop.
Envelop. I love how they... Maybe she wrote it bad. I love how they love and envelop this community.
Yeah, surround.
She was referring to Q6.
That means surround,
yeah.
I got you.
So no E, right?
No E.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, so maybe I don't understand something. This is a driving while license suspended.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Kevin James.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
Oh.
That's what the charge is, Your Honor, yes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Genius.
Final thoughts.
We're going to qualify somebody for the $500 worth of free fuel in just a few moments here, so hold on. But I did want to congratulate our last winner of the Web Slew tickets, Brittany. Enjoy. Steve, you get to kick us off on the final thought.
Oh, baby. So, I've heard this before. I guess I have is it too standard of a face? Is that what it is? Because
envelop.
I've gotten a lot of, you look like this person.
Envelop.
Mm.
No, Steve, I think the only thing that makes you look like people
I'm gonna guess
your round glasses.
The glasses, yeah.
The round glasses and then just dark hair. So if anybody has round glasses and dark hair, you're like, oh, you look like Steve.
Hmm, that's interesting. Because, we posted that picture of that Jeopardy contestant who apparently looks like me.
Yeah, from over the weekend, Friday or whatever. Yeah.
And gotten a few comments, blah, blah, blah. And one guy said, Bradley says, I swear I saw you in the Xfinity store a few weeks back. I've never been to any Xfinity store.
So the point being is you look like a lot of people, I think, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
A lot of people look like you.
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, a common face. Yeah.
And I did say I shared the photo. So then my cousin, of course, commented and goes, either this guy stole my face or maybe I stole his.
Yeah.
And my cousin goes, well, the idea that you might have actually been... Was it the idea that you might have actually been on Jeopardy so unbelievable that face theft became the most plausible explanation?
Steve, we told you before, you look like the kind of guy who could win Jeopardy.
And then the guy on Jeopardy looks like looks like he's in pain.
He does.
He's really concentrating hard on it.
Do we know if he won?
Let's say he did, just for the purposes of argument.
Okay.
I feel like it's better if we say, yeah, this guy won. This guy won Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I also wish I could see the whole question.
Yeah, something about an athlete and a sponsorship.
And shoes.
What is Dassler?
I see that word. I don't know. I don't know if they were making a play on words there or what. Yeah. I would have got it wrong.
Final thoughts.
Clearly. All right, Kevin.
I like cucumbers.
Final thoughts.
I'm expecting more, honestly, but...
Okay, well, I have two cucumber stories for you.
Oh, two? Double up
weekend.
On the cute, yeah.
One from my friend Kay. She was referring to her daughter. I did not speak to her. I only saw her post on social media, and now I'm going to put it on the radio.
Okay.
She said her daughter was trying to ask for one of those like she couldn't figure out the word, and then she goes, the unpickled pickle.
Nice.
And that's really what they are. I mean, they're unpickled pickles. And
seems like that's harder to say, but
it
yeah.
It does, but when you couldn't think of cucumber, I guess, you just say unpickled pickle. Yeah. So that was cucumber stat number one.
Story number one.
Number two about cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I'm most proud of is my granddaughter's love for cucumbers as well. So we'll
nice.
Slice them.
Is that a hard one to get a kid to like or no?
I don't know.
Probably just a texture thing if they don't.
I do not know, yeah. So when I peel them all the way and then I cut them up, you know, so there's no peel on them most of the time. And it's I did like three cucumbers last night. So I just had a big pile laying there. And I said, here, eat some. And so she did. She was gobbling them up. And then I took some with me to my bedroom. That sounds so weird.
And they were just plain, correct?
I was at my desk. Yeah, I'm just eating them plain. Yep,
okay.
Steve. And then she came in and said, Papa, close your eyes. I have a surprise for you.
Mm.
It's one of her favorite games. And I was like, oh, boy. Okay, I'm closing my eyes. And then she came over and she goes, open your eyes. And I opened my eyes and she has, I made you a cucumber kazoo. And I go, oh. See, we have these kebab sticks at my house.
Okay.
And she has been using them for everything. She eats everything with a stick.
Good grief.
Because how fun is it to poke something and then eat it, right? Chicken nugget. Poke it with a stick and eat it. So that's what she's been doing.
Oh, that is awesome.
But she made, I go, oh, you mean a kebab? She's like, yeah, kebab, where you put all the things on the stick.
Right.
She called it kazoo.
I like the kazoo, yeah.
But Jay.
I also wanted to see that.
Cucumbers, she had a stack of probably 20 cucumbers
of
slid
slices.
Onto this.
Wow.
Slices onto a kebab, and I thought, what a wonderful idea. How have I never done this before? How have I never had a cucumber kebab?
You're not four? You didn't, because I feel like a four-year-old could think of that.
Yeah.
You probably were too busy trying to be rational.
I will be doing it forever now, because sometimes I just put them in my hand, and I take as many as I can hold, and then, like, you know, sit there and eat them. So much better with a kebab. So thank you, Amelia, for introducing me to the
cucumber kazoo. She called that forever. Also, we did get a text earlier. I forgot to read this to you, Kevin. Grown kids and granddaughter moved into my home. A couple pieces of advice from Kevin would be neat about living with your granddaughter.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have time for that or if you want to think about it.
Oh, boy. Maybe tomorrow, huh?
Okay. I just, you know, passing on the message.
It's very fun. Tell it smile. Thoughts.
I was going to say, you didn't
know. It has its moments.
Of course, yeah. I think that's fair.
I think I like it more than my son does. I can promise you that.
Oh, well, I would imagine that's true. This is the time of year where we go to grad parties. We don't have any kids that are graduating. I mean, not from high school, but when your wife is a kindergarten teacher, you get invited to grad parties that you know, kindergarten teachers are important, and obviously they make an impact. And then you don't realize how much of an impact till you show up at one of these grad parties and see the reaction when they see my wife. It's like a celebrity walking in there.
Oh, I bet.
And then, you know, everybody is excited that their kindergarten teacher showed up at a grad party.
Sure. That's so fun to them.
It is fun. And I will just say that if you time it just right, you never have to purchase a meal for like 3 weekends in a row.
But you're bringing a gift, though, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
So it kind of balances it.
Oh, it doesn't balance out. We end up giving more than we eat, but you still, you know, you kind of get a meal out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jay.
I started thinking about this, though, Kevin. Maybe I should bring these kebab sticks and start, like, making my own.
Stuff home.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying.
Bags. Oh, yes.
Hey,
my goodness.
Nobody was eating the fruit you guys had out anyway, because these are all high school kids and nobody wants to really get into the fruit. So I'll just
make
kebab it up and get on out of here, man.
You will not be sorry. That is a great idea.
Start bringing in a gallon Ziploc and a kebab stick, and I'm just.
I was so mad over the weekend. The wedding that I did had Outlaw Barbecue.
Oh, baby. Let's go.
Their chicken thighs are probably my favorite barbecue menu in Spokane.
Yep.
And they had a bunch of those. And there was leftovers, quite a bit. And they had told me to, hey
you should
take
eat.
Some
take
chicken.
Some, yeah.
We did a plate up for you. It's in the fridge. Just grab them when you leave.
And you forgot?
At the end, we were busy and cleaning up, talking to the owner of the venue.
Are they still there?
Listen to this.
Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's a show, gotta go, but Free Fuel Fridays have started around these parts, and we've got $500 worth of free fuel for you. We're going to draw on Friday, and you can be in that drawing by calling right now, 509-441-0999, caller 7. We'll put you in the drawing for this Friday's free fuel. Okie dokie. Guys, we should do this again tomorrow.
Oh, I'm up for it.
Are you good? Steve, yep.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan.
All right, let's go ahead. Everybody jot it down.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye.
This is KXLYFM Spokane. And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
Well, Kevin came back into the studio today, so back is your keyword. Back will do it. That'll get you points. Use those points as entries for prizes, including some very cool concerts. So, back, BACK, that is your keyword.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9 coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote.